According to this Wikipedia page, Baphomet is depicted as a half-human, half-animal, both male and female, good and evil, on and off, etc. Baphomet does not represent Satan, because Satan himself is not a physical entity. Satanists don't follow a god, they value humanity above all else. The assumption that every belief other than Christianity is somehow satanic is insulting and disgusting.
You know what we're about to do? We're about to stomp down some kids on TikTok. If that's as exciting for you as it is for me, which I know it is, we're going to talk about the Baphomet, the goat with the boobs. Because guess what's trending on your kids' favorite pastime? The one they're rotting their brains out on the TikTok. Well, they're all talking about the Baphomet, the goat with the boobs. We've talked about it so many times. Dogs are very upset about it. I'm upset about it. We're going to talk about it today. We're going to talk about what the Baphomet is, who it is, the realities of this thing, because there's a big debate on TikTok. Is it satanic or not? And I'm here to tell you it is. And the conclusion I will prove to you through many occult figures and ritual magic and Satanism, the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, Aleister Crowley, all these people, Eliphas Lavie. We're going to go through a lot of figures and ideas of what this is. And I will prove to you by the conclusion this is in fact a satanic symbol for the forbidden wisdom going all the way back to the Garden of Eden and the serpent. Because, you know, that serpent, that was Satan. Old Lucifer, is that Satan? Yep. In accordance with my Orthodox study Bible, it says it plain as day. The fallen angel Lucifer is Satan. Thus, the Baphomet might not specifically be Satan, but he's in the ballpark, right? He could just be a demonic manifestation. It doesn't really matter, right? If you're possessed by an entity of evil, does it matter which specific entity consumed you? No, it doesn't. But we're gonna go through the truth, the facts of the matter, of who the Knights Templar were and what the goat with the boobs is doing and why your kids are stupid. We're going to talk about it today. We're going to break it all down. Because I've had enough. I've had a gutful watching these kids on TikTok. Because, you know, I joined TikTok. Try to reach out to these kids. Probably going to end up with Chris Hansen in my DMs telling me not to talk to these kids. But I hate TikTok. It's like ADD with high octane fuel. It's not for me. I don't get it. But I'm on there trying to spit knowledge, so why not? This is the latest trend. These kids on TikTok, and let's explain what's going on here. Basically, some kids on TikTok, it's mostly like, it's either, you know, hot goth chicks or Spencer's Gift nerds listening to Typo Negative. They're debating on whether or not the Baphomet is satanic or not. And they're using this feature that alters the, you know, the video, it's called the time warp feature, and it makes themselves look like the Baphomet. So you got a few things going on here. Yeah, I've seen enough of these videos that I thought, you know what, you guys deserve a deep dive. So I dove as deep as one could go, touched the bottom, and I'm coming back up to drop the knowledge on you. So is it true? Are the things these kids are saying on TikTok, is it true? Is this all this symbolism of the Baphomet? They're like, no, it's not satanic. You guys are just ignorant. And you're being Christian oppressors of these alternative religions. And that's not very woke of you to accuse them of such. And what's funny to me is when you watch some of these videos, all these kids are doing is reading off of Wikipedia. And that really scares me for the future of the country. But you know what? Like, they're kids, right? When I was a kid, I was pretty stupid too. So, like, no offense to the kids. But, yeah, that's what they do. They're like, well, it says right here on Wikipedia, it's not evil. All right. Well, let's just talk about it. Let's talk about the history behind this symbol. And by the time we're done, you will be convinced it is evil. The kids think that it's just some open-minded woke stuff, and it's just a bunch of old crusty losers and Christians, and They're turning this Baphomet into satanic panic. So we're gonna iron out who's right. Hint, me. I don't know that I'm right. By all means, fact check me. And this is coming from, I've got many books I've combed through. I'll drop the sources as I go through it. First, let's go through the claims being made on all these asinine videos. I've seen several of them. These are kind of the most common claims. We're going to go through the claims they're making, and then we will go back through them, and I will give you background information of my take on it, okay? Here's their claims. They're like, okay, the Baphomet started with the Knights Templar, and, you know, this was a group that was picked on just because they were worshiping this Baphomet symbol, and the symbol just means the duality. It's like the push and pull of good and evil, and these Christians were obsessed with the idealistic nature of Christianity, but nobody lives like that. And these poor Knights Templars, they were persecuted by the church simply because they were free thinkers. And then they were tortured, and like the witches burned at the stake, falsely accused of all these crimes. And that's why the Baphomet gets a bad rep, and the Knights Templar. All right. We'll come back to that, like I said. Next point that you'll see in these videos, they say, look at all these symbols on the goat with the bobs. Look at all these duality symbols. You got the moon and the sun. You got the man and the woman, the boy and the girl. You got animal and man, as above, so below. Solve coagula. It's just all about the synchronicity of conflict. Right? So wake up, dummy. And then they'll say, this is a symbol of the Satanic Temple. And that's just a group, and they're not even satanic. I know it's in the name, and the goat looks scary, but it's not even satanic. Wake up. Because guess what? The Baphomet and Lucifer, those are two different things. Lucifer is the Satan that Christian invented. Baphomet isn't even that. Lucifer is the fallen angel, and Baphomet is a god of balance and duality, right? That's what all those symbols mean, according to Wikipedia. And Baphomet, under no uncertain terms, represents Satan. Then they'll say stuff like, well, the Satanic Temple that uses this, they aren't even a theistic religion of sorts. They don't worship Satan. They don't worship any of the gods. Which is funny because on other videos, you'll hear that Baphomet is a god. So which one is it? Like, they can't even get their story straight. But they'll say, look, Baphomet isn't a god. It's only symbolic. And they don't worship it like a god. Then they'll say, okay, you got this pentagram on its head, and it represents, it symbolizes that people need to reconsider their cultural grounding and reconsider their values. These are all just great ideas. On this goat with the boobs. And you probably know what I'm talking about, right? I guess we're already like 8 minutes in. I should explain what we're talking about. It's the goat head guy with the one arm up, one arm down with the wings. You've been with me long enough. I don't need to explain it. You know what I'm talking about. A couple more points that they bring up. They talk about the torch of knowledge on its head. It's got that flame on the top. They're like, well, this is the torch of knowledge, and it glorifies the pursuit of knowledge or the astral light, which is really nice, right? It's really nice. Then, you know, the one of the takeaways is that the Satanic Temple and the Baphomet, these are all just being used for fear-mongering purposes by the oppressive Christian authorities and unwoke people. Okay? Are we good? We're good. So let's dig into this. Okay. This first rebuttal requires quite a bit of history. So if you wanted the history of this Baphomet, I got it all right here for you. We're going to talk about this idea that the Knights Templar were merely using the Baphomet as a symbol to represent the duality of man because they were such free thinkers. And then they were wrongfully persecuted. Let's go through the history of this thing. So first off, the Baphomet goes by many names. It's a.k.a. the Goat of Mendes, a.k.a. the Head of John the Baptist, a.k.a. Muhammad, a.k.a. the Baptism of Wisdom, a.k.a. Father Mithras, which should ring a bell because you surely listened to my 3-part show on Raised by Wolves, which was all about the Mithraic cult of the future, bringing about the transhuman hell. It all fits together. AKA the goat with the boobs. Or the goat with the bobs. Maybe you're Indian. But all these different names. I call it the goat with the boobs because I had a guy. Well, I don't know if it was a guy. I don't want to assume genders. A guy or a girl. That was on my Patreon that told me, Isaac, man, you got to stop saying the name. The B word. You got to stop saying Baphomet. Because repeating the name charged up the energy behind this entity, which he's right. He or she was right. I agree. We should be careful how many times we repeat this thing, which begs the question of what this TikTok viral video sensation is doing with millions of people repeating the mantra over and over, indoctrinating the kids with false ideas of what this thing is. Because, you know, Wikipedia said so. So sometimes I just call it goat with the boobs, but like ultimately, and I think I lost that person, I believe they left my Patreon because I kept doing it, because I'm trying to discuss these topics and educate people and inform people. And I don't want to assume that people know what I'm talking about when I say goat with the boobs. So unfortunately it's a tough distinction to make and a tough line to draw. So I kind of say where I can, I say goat with the boobs where I can. But yeah, so what's the history of this thing? Well, it came to be known publicly. You got to go back to the early Middle Ages, the 1300s. You had the Knights Templar, who was a group accused of worshiping this thing. They said that and there's some controversy here, right? It was supposedly under duress, under torture of the Inquisition, that they admitted to some of these things. But who knows, right? We weren't around 700 years ago to testify to this. But the story goes that the head of this goat protected them in the battlefield and it helped them accumulate their wealth. Because, you know, these Knights Templar, they were used to help the Christians during the Crusades get over to the Holy Land. There's lots of questions about what they were really doing. They were looking for, looking under Solomon's temple for secret goodies, the Holy Grail, what have you. But they were doing this for a long time. They accumulated a lot of wealth. And then on October 13, 1307, they were arrested for heresy, amongst other crimes. And some say, well, the church and the king, they were just hating. Because the Knights Templar were so rich at this point, they actually started the first international banking system, that it was a money thing. So they started burning them at the stake. The last Grand Master, Jacques de Molay, he got the smoke in 1314, burned at the stake. But what's curious is if you follow that line, the Order of de Molay, of course, Walt Disney, infamously a member of. I talked about all this with the Zootopia episode, if you listen to that. You can go deeper into it with that episode if you desire. But what these TikTokers fail to mention is that also during this time, the Knights Templar, they were doing all these offensive rituals for members, initiates. They would be spitting or going pee-pee on a cross. They would do gay sexy time. They would do black magic. But the claim is that all this is false and these were torture confessions. You know, I wasn't there. Plus, you know, the church, the Christian church, doesn't have the shiniest history at all times. So, maybe, right? I'm not here to try to defend every Christian idea. There's a lot of things I disagree with. Ultimately, I look at it as good versus evil, and I think Jesus Christ is the embodiment of God. Is God, I should say. And Satan is the enemy. That's what I believe. Prove me wrong. Now, if you read Dennis Wheatley's big, beautiful book, it's called The Devil and All His Works, he asserts that the Order of Solomon, that's the Knights Templar, that was the first name they went by the way. Again, you're not going to hear any of this on the TikTok, so don't waste your time. This was founded in Jerusalem in 1119 by Hugh de Payens and Godfrey de Saint-Omer. Now, Saint-Omer was what they call Albigenses, and that is an anti-Christian group affiliated with the Gnostics and the Cathars. So Wheatley, even right off the bat, says, look, this from the get-go, this was an anti-Christian group. So all those conspiracy theories are true. And Wheatley claims that the initiates were supposed to spit and trample on the cross, crying out that they renounced Jesus. They would then be stripped naked and led into a room where the idol of the Baphomet was for a male orgy.
Yes.
A prison pocket party, if you want it in the club. Quite the hazing. So that's what got them in all the hot water, though. I mean, I'm sure people probably looked the other way, but once they started getting all this wealth, then maybe that was what the church was like, you know what, we got to stop these guys. They're doing the work of the devil. Well, you fast forward a few hundred years, right? A guy named Joseph von Hammer Purgstall wrote about this whole thing in 1818. There was an essay under the title Discovery of the Mystery of Baphomet, by which the Knights Templars, like the Gnostics and Ophites, are convicted of apostasy, of idolatry, and of moral impurity by their own monuments. And basically what it's saying, which the title alludes to, is that the Knights Templar, they were Gnostics, and the Baphomet was their chief idol. So you've got multiple sources saying, from the get-go, this was a Gnostic anti-Christian group. Go back to Godfrey de Saint-Omer. Clearly a Gnostic. Which Gnosticism, for those who aren't familiar, this is the inversion religion. It's God is the devil and the devil is God. They think that God the Father is the oppressor. He created mankind to be enslaved to worship him. And that the devil, through the serpent, through Lucifer, was here to save mankind from this oppression through wisdom, through Sophia, through the intellect. And that's the theme you will see, and that's why the Baphomet is in fact satanic. The problem is that these kids don't realize the definitions of satanic, because these occultists, they don't believe that Satanism is bad, that evil is bad, because they are Gnostics. They invert things. What is evil is good, and what is good is evil. Therefore, they think that they are justified. Another prominent occultist, Eliphas Levi, whose real name was Alphonse Constant, by the way, he described the Baphomet in 1856 in his books on ritual magic, specifically part one, The Doctrine of Transcendental Magic, translated by A.E. Waite. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. White. I've got a copy of that one. But he had the defining attributes of the Baphomet as we know it today. Now, a lot of sources claim that he drew this in the books, but the copy I'm looking at doesn't have a drawing. I don't know. But like some of the official sources that I read from, they do in fact imply he does. So I'm assuming the original French untranslated version must have the drawing in there. It doesn't matter. Let's talk about Eliphas Levi for a second, because he's an important figure in this occult agenda. Fun fact, Aleister Crowley thought he was in fact the incarnation of Eliphas Levi. Because Crowley came along the scene right after. So of course he continued the work of Eliphas Levi with the ritual magic and the Baphomet. But Levi himself was taught all his occult wisdom by a guy named Abbe Frere Colonna. Colonna? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. All this colon talk and prison parties. Anyway, this colon guy, he indoctrinated Eliphas Levi to believe in millennialism, the idea of various ages of humanity. This is like the Kali Yuga, the Kali cycles of traditionalism that we talked about with Steve Bannon when we talked about who we believe Steve Bannon really is. I don't want to say the words because they're banning those things all over the place. It was also similar to the idea of Alice Bailey's Age of Aquarius or Aleister Crowley's Aeon of Horus. Now, Levy, he wrote a socialist piece back in, let me see, back in 1841. 1841, he wrote a book called The Bible of Liberty that got him tossed into prison. Whilst there, he was reading up on Emanuel Swedenborg's stuff. That's another prominent voice of the occult. And he likened himself to this idea of the correspondences, they call it. Okay. This is the idea that things in our world are merely symbols for things in the divine realm. Because as we always talk about, there's always this, in the occult, there's always this desire to make contact with the divine, which gets you into all my alien stuff, which you surely read, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Illusion 1, which is now available on Audible, by the way. A lot of you have been asking when the Audible's coming out. Well, it's out, so there you go. Link in the show notes if you are into that sort of thing. It will, in fact, be the final boss of 2020. No, I think it's by 2025. We'll see this thing come to fruition. The New World Order, the global government, the global Luciferian religion with the aliens. But anyways, so what I'm saying is that the aliens are the divine. These entities in another dimension that they're trying to make contact with, right? They believe in this other realm. They're not atheists. They're like very spiritual, okay? So Levy is turned on by Swedenborg's correspondences ideas. Like, yeah, you know what? I get that. I dig it. And he was thinking that we could understand the deeper meaning of the biblical scriptures if they were viewed as a coded message through gematria. He's basically Tom Hanks from Da Vinci Code. Basically. Then old Swedenborg, he believed that we could extract the true universal religion concealed behind all the religions of the world, which, yes, always ties in the perennial philosophy, the global consciousness. All these things are the same reference. And the quantum field fits into this nicely. The idea of quantum entanglement. In fact, I was watching a show on the Amazon about Albert Einstein and quantum relativity stuff, quantum physics and theories of relativity. And they said that when some of these ideas of quantum entanglement and the idea that we're all connected first come out, they didn't know what to do with it. So the hippies over there near Esalen out there in Cali, they were smoking the dope. They were hitting the bongo drums. They were doing the, orgy time or whatever they do. And they're like, you know what? Let's roll with that. So they basically, the occult types, took that idea from science and thought we could prove all of these occult theories with it. And there you go. There's your global consciousness, the quantum field. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that's what happened, okay? Now, Levy, he kept it rolling. He bought into the idea that science was the path to the true religion. Wasn't he correct? Yes, he was. And that is what got him into ritual magic, and that's why he wrote Transcendental Magic, which was the first time he changed his name. He has a Hebrew version of the name. Eliphas Levy is the Hebrew version of Alphonse Constant. This is back in 1856. So he kept on doing magic stuff until he died. Now, let's zoom out just a touch. Talked about Eliphas Levy. Well, first we talked about the different ideas here. Who the Knights Templar were. We talked about Dennis Wheatley's ideas and Joseph von Hammer-Purgstall. And basically, we had this idea that the Templars, they were Gnostics, which are a heretical faith, an anti-Christian faith, almost by definition. Then Eliphas Levy, he's drawing the goat with the bobs. But we notice that the goat looks just like the devil in the tarot decks. And Levy said, well, it's not really the devil, though. You see, the devil isn't the devil in the Gnostic faith. It's like the god Pan, and it's more of a pagan history thing, okay? And the Christians just came along and were like, no, bad, goat boobs, bad. So Levy, he equated the devil tarot key with Mercury, which is why you see the Caduceus, the snakes wrapped around the wand of Mercury on his schwanz. That's actually so what's crazy is that, and I don't know that a lot of people pick up on that, all the, because you know the Christians are out there throwing a fit about the Baphomet, and I don't know if they realize, like, some of the, like, the Satanic Temple statue, it's got two kids, and they're, like, right there by the schwanz, by the caduceus schwanz. It's very disturbing. Now, the book, oh, boy, how deep do you want to go? I'm just going to give it to you. You know what? You can fast forward if you don't like it. In the, I read it, and it's, I'm going to share it. In the introduction, it suggests that the church was hating on the Knights Templar. Okay? But it says that, yes, they did in fact violate a rule. And the rule is the occult vow of silence. That's the only rule that they broke. We're talking about transcendental magic here. And I'm reading from the translation, A.E. White, whatever, how you pronounce that person's name. I'm going to read you from the introduction. Quote, "You shall assist at the execution of Jacques de Molay and his accomplices or his brethren in martyrdom. Be not misled, however. Confuse not the guilty and the innocent. Did the Templars really adore Baphomet? Did they offer a shameful salutation to the buttocks of the goat of Mendes? What was actually..." See, these guys were ahead of their time. They're eating ass back before it was cool to eat ass, I guess. but the... says, okay, let's keep reading. "What was actually this secret and potent association which imperiled church and state and was thus destroyed unheard? Judge nothing lightly. They are guilty of a great crime. They have exposed to profane eyes..." That's you and me and us. "They are guilty of a great crime. They have exposed to profane eyes the sanctuary of antique initiation. They have gathered again and have shared the fruits of the tree of knowledge, so that they might become masters of the world. The judgment pronounced against them is higher and far older than the tribunal of a pope or king. Quote, on the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, said God himself, as we read in the book of Genesis." Let's wrap up some big thoughts here, because this supports the idea that these kids on TikTok are in fact very wrong when they say, oh, the Baphomet's not satanic. Eliphas Levi, the guy who basically invented, I mean, he didn't invent it, but he popularized this goat with the boobs. He says it right here. This was the sanctuary of antique initiation. This is the secret thing that the secret societies and the mystery schools have been hiding underground. It's the fruits of the tree of knowledge. And then he even directly, metaphorically, says, this is what the same tree of knowledge from the Bible, from the book of Genesis, with the serpent. So, and again, you have to understand that the Gnostics, they view that story of the Garden of Eden in, as a complete inversion and perversion of what the Christians believe. So when the serpent, when God told Adam and Eve, hey, don't eat off of this tree, thou shalt surely die. No, they don't believe that. The Gnostics think, who's God to tell man what to do? God just wants us to sit here and worship him and do everything he says. And then the serpent comes along and is like, no, see, God had it wrong, Adam and Eve. You need to eat from that tree. You can become like gods through the wisdom, through the baptism of wisdom of the tree of knowledge. You see? Okay, let's finish reading from the book. Just another paragraph, and then we're moving on. The symbolic head of the goat of Mendes is occasionally given to this figure. And this is a whole different section, by the way. We're no longer in the same section. Still reading from Transcendental Magic. The symbolic head of the goat of Mendes is occasionally given to this figure, and it is then the Baphomet of the Templars and the word of the Gnostics, bizarre images which became scarecrows for the vulgar after affording food for reflection to sages, innocent hieroglyphs of thought and faith, which have been a pretext for the rage of persecutions. How pitiable are men in their ignorance! but how they would despise themselves if they only came to know. Now, Eliphas Levi is very difficult to read, as is most of this nonsense. All this flowery, you know, it's like QAnon was a occultist. All this flowery, cryptic language. You need to decipher code, and you're like, I don't know what he's saying. You have to understand what they're talking about before you can read the book, almost. But what he's saying is that the Baphomet is akin to the word of the Gnostics. Again, just more kindling to the fire for the idea that the Baphomet is a Gnostic symbol. The Gnostics are anti-Christian. Ipso facto, the Baphomet is anti-Christian. Ipso facto, the Baphomet is in fact satanic. Now, we're done talking about Levi. We're moving on. There's another, because I dug into that little tarot. I don't know much about the tarot. I'm not very smart on that kind of stuff. Astrology and tarot are my weak points. Why don't I just read a book on each one? I don't know. I don't. I will. I'll get there. But a guy named Robert Place wrote a book called The Tarot, and it says that basically he's saying that Levi is talking about the wisdom coming from the Emerald Tablet, and that the goat with the bobs is the trickster that is necessary to create balance of the subconscious. And this, I mean, we're getting deep here, right? So some of you are like probably tuning out. But we talked about Carl Jung, the psychoanalyst, and his idea of the shadow many times. We talked about it in The Dark Path. We talked about it in Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Illusion 1. But basically, another Gnostic, right? He's another Gnostic, and he said, the implication here is that all the wisdom one needs to evolve, to enlighten, to become like gods is buried in the subconscious. And man just needs to draw it out. Man is God. And the tarot is a tool for remembering the truth, for pulling out the subconscious. Now, let's move on to... So we talked about Levi. He was like mid-1800s. Now we're like almost in the 1900s. 1897, there was this occultist named Stanislas de Gaeta. Oh boy, why are these names so hard for me to pronounce? De Gaeta? De Gator? I don't know. Anyway, this guy, and his name pops up a bunch. I'm assuming that's a male name. Sorry to assume the gender there. But this occultist, de Gaeta, he studied Kabbalah. He was a Freemason. He was a Rosicrucian. Which, he was inducted into Rosicrucianism by Edward Bulwer Lytton, no less. Why is that name important? Because he wrote The Coming Race, which was a fictional tale that a lot of these occultists and science nerds took literally. I talk about it in my User Illusion 1, I believe it comes up. And the story is about these racially superior entities and this Vril energy, this universal consciousness energy that Hitler and Blavatsky ran with. They believed it, and then this inspired another book called Morning of the Magicians, which basically is the foundations of your Ancient Aliens movement, because Eric von Daniken bought into this too. They claimed that claimed that there was this group within the Golden Dawn or the Thule Society called the Vril Society, and they were talking to aliens. It's a wild bunch of information, okay? I'm just telling you, the roots of the alien contact thing is suspect at the best. It's a bunch of occultists and science fiction nerds fantasizing about talking to entities and spirits, and that inspired Neil deGrasse Tyson. Now he's talking about how aliens are out there, even though it violates everything about the scientific method. But anyway, I digress. De Gaeta, he's this big old occultist, and he drew another version of the goat. And this one was inside a pentagram. Now this is the symbol that would be used by the Church of Satan. And we'll talk about Anton LaVey. Well, let's let's cover Crowley, because we're going down the timeline here. We're in like the late 1800s, early 1900s at this point. A couple of people have already been talking about the goat with the bobs. Here comes Crowley on the scene. Crowley, he loved the goat. He signed his name as such. He identified himself as such. And Crowley's important because he started his own occult religion. He was much like Pythagoras and all these other forerunners of occult thinking. They would go around and synthesize the teachings and the wisdoms of various ancient cultures and whatnot. Because, you know, he was an elite. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. So he had plenty of time traveling around the world, hiking mountains, leaving people to die on the mountains, Mount Everest. Anyway, he was synthesizing teachings and writing about them, and people were like, yo, this guy knows what's up. To this day, they still admire him. But he used to call himself the Baphomet. And he created a thing called the Gnostic Mask, because again, you know, it's got to be Gnosticism. And it calls upon the goat as a deity. And it's actually a blasphemous play on the Nicene Creed, saying they believe in the goat. And he said, you know, the devil doesn't even exist. This is much like LaVey's Church of Satan. The devil doesn't even exist. It was created by the church for your conformity. It's a scary story to keep you in line. If you read his book, Magic Liber 4, that means book 4, it says, quote, the serpent, Satan, is not the enemy of man, but he who made gods of our race, knowing good and evil. He bade know thyself and taught initiation. He is the devil of the Book of Thoth, and his emblem is Baphomet, the androgyne who is the hieroglyph of arcane perfection. And Crowley's saying the Baphomet has all these duality symbols on it because that's the perfected initiate, one that balances out the shadow, the base carnal desires of the material plane, with the higher divine, you know, ethereal spiritual world. But you see the Gnostic stuff bleeding out in that statement. Talk about knowing good and evil. That's the tree of knowledge. Adam and Eve were told not to eat from. And again, the idea that the serpent is Satan, but that's the good guy in this story. He's not the enemy of man. He's the one that said he could make you become like gods. And they believe this. So that's what Crowley clearly loved, the goat with the boobs. This is a guy, and this is a creep, right? You got to understand who Crowley is. A lot of people just think, and I'm sure TikTok's got lots of great information from kids saying, you know, he was just a guy that was picked on, and he was just ahead of his time, and it was just another Christian persecution. Not really, because they think they're so woke, they're not woke enough, because Crowley, there's a guy who, he killed cats because he wanted to see if they had nine lives. He advocated to use the blood of infants for this blasphemous Gnostic mass in the Book of the Law. Supposedly, he killed a kid to do this. Supposedly, he really did this in Italy at the Abbey of Thelema. You remember? He went over there and set up the first hippie commune, and Mussolini was like, get out of here, bro. You're too dirty for me. A dictator was like, this is too much. Get out of here. Nina Hammett wrote a book called The Laughing Torso about her time there, and that's what she claims. She seemed that a baby went missing in that little town, and your boy Crowley used the blood as he was told to do from a spirit, Awaz, another demonic spirit that whispered in his ear. Crowley also, he beat the crap out of his wives. He was a wife beater. He's a real loser. Collapsing. And I think that people born with too much money and that don't have to like work their way up for anything, I think this is what happens, man. This is the problem with being born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You become a narcissist. You just become a worse person. Prove me wrong. Not always the case, but I think they think they have a higher calling because it's like, well, I was born into this eliteness, so therefore God has chosen me, therefore I shall do what thou wilt. He collapsed eye sockets on his. He beat his women so hard that one named Dorothy Olsen, who actually stuck around, he bashed her face in so hard, collapsed her eye socket. She was in the hospital, and she was she was defending his actions, saying that it gave her more room for her brains. Later, she would drink herself to death. This is the guy who advocated that we should all look to the Baphomet as the perfected being. This guy. He committed. In fact, you should read. William Ramsey wrote a book called Prophet of Evil, where he goes through a lot of this sort of seedy stuff. Like, you know, Crowley was just a turd. He committed one of his wives, Rose Edith Crowley, to an insane asylum. And there was actually two women that went insane. Maria de Miramar, she went insane after seeing demons under her bed. Lydell Waddle, she had the X and O mark of the beast branded under her chest, which sounds very familiar. That's what Keith Rainier was doing in Nexium. He was branding a sigil onto his women. Crowley wrote in a diary that all women should be chloroformed before age 35. And I got a quote for you. One more thing I'm going to pick on, and then I'm going to let Crowley out of here. In Berlin, all the whores look like respectable women. In New York, all the respectable women look like whores. Reflection. They're all whores anyhow. So that's the guy, right? That's the wokest guy ever. If you believe these weirdos wearing his stuff. Jay-Z's wearing the Do What Thou Wilt hoodie. I think the Jonas Brothers were wearing the t-shirts. Yeah, that's him. Good guy. And he says we should look to that goat for perfection. Okay. If I had a time machine, let's go to the time machine argument. If I had a time machine, I'd go back to the early 1900s and get into a fight with Aleister Crowley. Of course, he'd probably use some of his magic and make me fly away or something. I don't know. The Anton LaVey. Okay, so, you know, Crowley was the early 1900s. Now we're in the mid-1900s. We're in 1966. And Anton LaVey creates the Church of Satan, the Black Pope himself. And he uses the Baphomet imagery as the logo for the Church of Satan. And if you don't know what the Church of Satan is about, they're all about black magic, dark arts, anything to satisfy man's carnal desires. Which is ironic, because the Baphomet is about balancing the carnal desires with the, higher purposes. So it kind of violates it, honestly, but hey, you know, who am I? But they don't, the Church of Satan, they don't believe in deities, they don't believe in gods or devils. They like the devil and the symbolism and the archetype behind it, because it represents this dark, hidden force in nature, and it, again, helps man evolve and pursue this freedom and liberation that man is supposed to have and enjoy if that pesky church wasn't putting shame into everybody. And again, I get it. Churches do push shame if you take the message the wrong way, or if you've got the wrong preacher, right? Or the wrong message. I'm going to read you from the Satanic Bible. There's a section, and it says the infernal names, and it says, and it defines the Baphomet. It says, Baphomet, worshipped by the Templars as symbolic of Satan. So there you go. There's another big point for my argument that, yes, the Baphomet is Satan. It's not necessarily Satan himself, but it's representation of Satan. Okay, so that's just another point added to all the ones we've talked so far. And you can see why they can't squeeze this into a 30-second TikTok video, right? Now, there's another section called The Symbol of Baphomet. It says, quote, "The symbol of Baphomet was used by the Knights Templar to represent Satan." Duh. "Through the ages, this symbol has been called by many different names. Among these are the Goat of Mendes, the Goat of a Thousand Young, the Black Goat, the Judas Goat, and perhaps the most appropriately, the Scapegoat." We're going to pause for a second. Did you listen to my analysis of The Witch and The Lighthouse, the two films? Because in The Witch, it's all about that Black Goat. which now we can see is, in fact, guess who, right? And if you didn't listen to those two episodes, I did them in, I believe it was March 2020. They're really good because I uncovered the complementary messages of the two films by the same director, of course. And it's basically Baphomet on film. All the concepts are there. They complement each other. One of my most profound works. I don't know why that hasn't gotten me more notoriety and fame. But I really enjoyed those two shows. I felt like I was really onto something. I'll put the links in the show notes, I think. Let me make a note here. Link for Witch. And if you've never seen those movies, they're actually really good. Okay, back to the reading. Baphomet represents the powers of darkness combined with the generative fertility of the goat. In its pure form, the pentagram is shown encompassing the figure of a man in the 5 points of the star, 3 points up, 2 points down, symbolizing the man's spiritual nature. In Satanism, the pentagram is also used, but since Satanism represents the carnal instincts of man, the opposite of spiritual nature, the pentagram is inverted to perfectly accommodate the head of a goat, the horns representing duality thrust upwards in defiance, the other 3 points inverted, or the Trinity denied. The Hebraic figures around the outer circle of the symbol, which stem from the magical teachings of the Kabbalah, spell out Leviathan, the serpent of the watery abyss, and identified with Satan. Again, just another reference to Satan, I'm telling you. These figures correspond to the 5 points of the inverted star. Now, one more thought on LaVey before we press on. Like I said, the Church of Satan doesn't believe in deities. If it's not in the material world, it doesn't exist. And I'm going to read to you from another book called Lords of the Left-Hand Path. I always recommend this book. Quote, for LaVey, God, i.e. the ultimate power in the universe, is nature. And Satan is the embodiment of nature. Because God is for the spiritual world, see, and the devil is for the material world. But if there's no spiritual world, then guess what's all that matters? Guess what's left? The devil. Now, fast forward to the 2000s, and we're almost done here, folks. I'm almost done. I mean, we're going to briefly go over some of the symbols and ideas and such. Fast forward to the 2000s, and you got the Satanic Temple using it to scare Christians up at the, wherever, the City Hall. Because if you recall, there was a, I think it was in Oklahoma, at the state building, they had the Ten Commandments out front, which violates the ideas of separation between church and state, because that seems very much like a public-funded building and operation is endorsing Christianity, which I don't disagree with. And the Satanic Temple said, okay, well, if we're doing that, let's put this goat with the big old schwanz up front. And, of course, it caused quite a stink. And I believe the Supreme Court were like, yeah, you're right. And I think they are right. Because I always say, like, I don't want the two worlds to mix. I don't look to the government for my religion. And I don't know why people do. They love it. They want to believe so hard in these politicians that these are the greatest people. It's like, no, they're not. So don't let them interfere with your religious practices. But yeah, then Sabrina, it was in a, I did a breakdown. I wrote a book called Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture, the book, and I have a whole section on Sabrina. I watched the whole first season, and there's a whole episode about the Baphomet. Tracy Twyman, she wrote about the Baphomet in this book called Clockwork Shavings. She was channeling spirits, and she says that it symbolizes the alchemical transmutation. And that's what this is. It embodies the power of transmutation. This is the key to unlock the path to God, for man to become God. Eliphas Levi had him seated on the cubic stone of the alchemist. And you have the words solve and coagula on the forearm tats. That's another, again, this is like an alchemy term, right? To dissolve and coagulate. And the magicians, they use this Baphomet and the ideas, because their whole purpose is to dissolve a thing down to the basic constituents, and I believe, and Tracy Twyman breaks this down in that book, and I think she's referring to the prima materia. You break something down to the basic most level and then rebuild it as desired. That's what solvent coagula means. Man is God. Man breaks down the thing, rebuilds it in his image, which is what the transhuman movement is all about. Saying, look, let's get rid of this outdated model, these skin sacks, and man's unlocked perfected technology. And I'm here to tell you, technology is not perfect. Always frustrated with technology. Always got problems. So these TikTokers, they go on and on. They're talking about, oh, look at all these duality symbols. Like, they don't understand the thought behind it. They just say, look at all these symbols. It just means duality. You got the moon and the sun, the woman and the man, the boy and the girl, animal and man, solve coagula. It's all about the synchronicity of conflict. And what they don't understand is, as we talked about for 45 minutes here, this goes back, and the Knights Templar who were worshiping this thing, it goes back to the Gnostics and the Cathars. Look at the translations of Baphomet. It's the baptism of wisdom. And if you go back to on the Hammer von Purgstall title, he spelled it out. He told you they were Gnostics. Says, discovery of the mystery of the Baphomet by which the Knights Templar, like the Gnostics and Ophites, again, that's like another, I don't know, what are Ophites, Gnostic light? I don't know, Gnostic extra? Diet Gnostic? Discovery of the mystery of the Baphomet by which the Knights Templar, like the Gnostics and Ophites, are convicted of apostasy, of idolatry, and of moral impurity by their own monuments. So it's not just simple, like, oh, it's just a way of expanding your mind. No, not for these folks, it wasn't. It was for expanding the mind, but you got to understand what they were pursuing. And during these, they would torture these Knights Templars, right? This is the Inquisition. They'd have a nice little torture sesh. The Knights would go on and on about the Baphomet, and there's some confusion over whether they were saying the Baphomet or Muhammad. I guess they were using the terms interchangeably. And the church was confused, and they were just like, they just kept on whipping. They're like, what are they saying? Are they supposed to be Christian? Are they converting to Islam? Well, here's the thing. They, as the legend goes, if you ever listen to Bill Cooper's 30-hour Mysteries of Babylon series, again, highly recommended. If you got the time, or you just come to your boy here, I'll condense it for you. Basically, the Knights Templar were talking to an occult mystery group called the Assassins over there in the Middle East. And if you read Manly P. Hall's Secret Teachings of the Ages, he says it right in there, quote, the Templars probably obtained it from the Arabians. Right? They got the Baphomet from the Arabians, from the Assassins, which were just like a Middle Eastern sort of group of secret society occultist types. Now, these TikTok videos, it's just so much.
This is Baphomet. It is a worldwide satanic and...
I'm going to stop you right there, because Baphomet is not part of Satan. When you speak of Satan from the Christian Bible, you're talking about the fallen angel Lucifer. And Lucifer and Baphomet are two completely separate entities. Like I just said, Lucifer is a fallen angel. Lucifer would be depicted more as a biblical angel, like this. This is what an angel looks like. Baphomet is a deity, which means that Baphomet is a god. Baphomet represents balance, hence the way their hands are positioned. According to this Wikipedia page, Baphomet is depicted as a half-human, half-animal, both male and female, good and evil, on and off, etc. Baphomet does not represent Satan, because Satan himself is not a physical entity. Satanists don't follow a god. They value humanity above all else. The assumption that every belief other than Christianity is somehow satanic is insulting and disgusting.
So they're saying, you know, the satanic temple, the Baphomet, they're not even satanic. because, you know, Baphomet and Lucifer are two different entities. Lucifer is a fallen angel. Baphomet is deity of God and balance. You know, I read it on Wikipedia. And they say the Baphomet does not represent Satan. And clearly it does. We just talked about, I mean, what did I give you? There's probably five direct metaphors from Leviathan being spelled out in Hebraic Kabbalah around the head of the goat in the pentagram. The Leviathan is, in fact, Satan. The Satanic Bible says the Baphomet was worshipped by the Templars as symbolic of Satan. Aleister Crowley said he is the devil and his emblem is the Baphomet. We connect it all to the Gnostics. We connect it to the Garden of Eden and the serpent. So, like, if you don't believe that the Baphomet is satanic, then you don't believe that the serpent in the Garden of Eden is satanic. So, like, maybe they're telling the truth, because maybe they believe that. Because that's what the Gnostics believe. They're pushing a Gnostic idea.
This is Baphomet. It is a worldwide satanic and symbol for the occult.
I think it's important to talk about the modern context of Baphomet and why it's not evil. This is the Satanic Temple's rendition of Baphomet. This is really important. The Satanic Temple is non-theistic, meaning they do not worship the devil or Baphomet. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get into the symbolism, because it is not evil. For starters, we got the two-finger salute, which represents as above, so below, meaning perfect harmony or mercy with justice. Now the two children represent duality, and also that there is nothing to be afraid of. Two snakes on the stomach represent reconciliation of the opposite. Pentagram. This represents Satan's perception. It asks people to reconsider their cultural grounding, look at the evidence, and reconsider their values. This is a reminder that Satan is strictly symbolic to the Satanic Temple. Torch between the horns glorifies the pursuit of knowledge. It's okay to learn about other religions even if you don't believe in them. What's not okay is fear-mongering people about stuff that you don't understand. Let me know if you want more of the historical context of Baphomet. Bye!
Now, let's let's look at some more ideas that they're presenting on these videos. They say, well, you know, the Satanic Temple is actually a non-theistic organization, therefore they don't worship Satan. Which is ironic, because the first video, they did say that Baphomet is a deity. Remember that? So, which one is it? Is he a deity or not? And the Baphomet is only symbolic, they say. They don't actually worship this thing like a god. But look at the history. The Knights Templar did. Aleister Crowley did. The occultists worshipped it. And they worshipped it, again, like, they're not wrong. Like, they didn't believe in gods, necessarily. But they do show adoration for an idol of this thing. And they in these TikTok videos, they're like, oh, the pentagram. You know, they support this sort of witch idea, this sort of pagan witchcraft idea. Where the pentagram is just asking people to reconsider their cultural groundings and reconsider the values. And, like, maybe that's what some people buy into. Some, like, the Wiccans. I'm going to read you from the Church of Satan, though. Because the Church of Satan does magic and they're witches, too, okay? They say that the Gnostics, it's all a word. You know what this is? It's all a word game of, like, legal terms. The Church of Satan is like, well, we don't believe in Satan or God. Meanwhile, it's like in the name of the church. And they say, well, we believe in this sort of archetypal energy of the devil. And that's why they're constantly trying to create the theater, the theatrics around the devil. So, like, yeah, you do believe in the devil on some levels, right? And that's the thing. It's like they believe in this stuff. They just don't believe it to be as defined by the Christians. They believe in the devil. They just don't believe the devil's bad. So when they say, I don't believe it's the devil, I don't believe in the devil, they're saying, I don't believe in the Christian devil. That's how they should clarify that. Anyway, the Church of Satan says, the Gnostics say it's the blazing star. Now, this is they're talking about the pentagram on top of the Baphomet. And again, the Gnostics talk about this thing, the blazing star. That's what you see in all the Freemason temples. It represents wisdom. Again, the forbidden knowledge. It symbolizes initiation into the teachings. Well, the idea, like, if the pentagram is upright, it's pointing up to God. If it's inverted, it has the two points up. That's the ears of the goat and represents Satan as the goat of the Sabbath. The, okay, we're almost done here. I'm almost done. Levy said that the pentagram represents the dominion of the will over the astral light, which takes us into the next claim. These TikTok videos say that, oh, this torch of knowledge on the head of the Baphomet, it glorifies the pursuit of knowledge and the astral light. Well, what is that? Sounds very flowery and fun. Levy said that the astral light is the force that a man could use as a magician. And the magician could use this astral light to change the order of the seasons, create phenomenons, enter into contact with entities, remote view, heal, attack, whatever. And he said it's also used in the womb to create life. Quite literally, the power of God is astral light, and man needs to learn how to master it. I got that information from the Encyclopedia of the Occult, big old massive book. I didn't get that from Transcendental Magic. If you're looking for it, if you're trying to fact check me. Now, this is also the same force as Helena Blavatsky's Akasha from the Akashic Record. This is the same as Wilhelm Reich's Orgon energy, which wasn't Willow Smith or Jaden Smith into this Orgon energy nonsense for a while? It's the idea of using this God, man becoming God is what it means. And the Baphomet represents the magician's purpose to balance all things to master the astral light. Because you need that balance of the, you know, the shadow, the base frequencies, the carnal desires with the higher self. That's why the goat is like this hideous thing. That's the base. That's the carnal. But then it's got angel wings. That's the higher self. Finally, the point that these TikTokers seem to be making is that the Satanic Temple is just, you know, innocent victims, fear-mongering, going against them. It's another satanic panic. Okay, well, and my thing is, like, let's just learn. Let's educate ourselves as to what they're really doing here. And what could go wrong with communing with hidden energies associated with Satan and the devil? What could go wrong? Nothing, right? Everything's fine. Even if the Baphomet is not the devil, it's in the same league, okay? Now, to conclude, I will repeat a story I've mentioned before because it's kind of the worst of the occult. This is kind of like the worst thing that can happen. And I'm not saying all occultists do this. I'm far from it, right? A lot of the occult teachings are powerful ideas, and I'm not opposed to some of it. But this is what it can take you down when you start employing the dark energies. I did a show about Dr. Sleep, the book, back in, I believe, December 2019. Oh, should I put a link in the show notes? Sure. Let me make a note. You know, I don't know why I don't think of these things beforehand. Anyway, but to me, that story was revealing a darker truth, and we're going to get into adrenochrome talk right now. Basically, it's the idea that in Dr. Sleep is the idea that you could harvest energy in the form of fear from kids. And when I did that analysis, we looked at another fella named Gilda Ray. This is, again, like Middle Ages time, right? This was a knight, a lord in the French army, buddies with Joan of Arc, a lady who was channeling spirits, by the way. And in 1432, he was accused of killing hundreds of kids in occult rituals. He was condemned to death because his friends confessed that he did, they ratted on him. He confessed all the crimes, or the friends confessed that they were part of some of these crimes. And the trials revealed that he was sodomizing these kids before killing them. And why did he do that? Well, maybe this is akin to the Knights Templar stuff, the initiation rituals. Maybe, I don't know. But he was sodomizing these kids, and one of his servants claimed that Gilda Ray would wine and dine the kids, then he'd strip them naked and hang them up with ropes while pleasuring himself onto the child. Then he would take the child down and kill them through decapitation, dismemberment, sliced their throats, break their necks, and sometimes even desecrated these dead children by doing, you know, things after they died. The servant said this, and I did get this quote. I believe I got this quote from Wikipedia, ironically. Maybe. I don't know. I remember I was reading through some other book about this. Anyway. When the said children were dead, he kissed them, and those who had the most handsome limbs and heads, he held up to admire them, and had their bodies cruelly cut open, and took delight at the sight of their inner organs. And very often, when the children were dying, he sat on their stomachs and took pleasure in seeing them die, and laughed. So this guy's a real creep, right? And the original trial showed that Gilda Ray, the reason he was doing this is because he was seeking enlightenment of the wisdom through alchemy and talking to demons. And he was talking to a demon named Baron. I think it was Baron Trump. Not just kidding. A joke. Take it easy. I know I got a lot of people trying to make America great on my thing. I appreciate you guys. No matter which political party you affiliate with, okay? Anyway, he's talking to this demon named Baron. And this demon basically made Gilda Ray sign a contract. And he's like, okay, Gilda Ray, I'll give you all the wisdom. You can become like gods. This is the serpent story. He said, but I want these dead kids. That's what Gilda Ray said. He said he was in a pact with a demon, and the demon wanted the kids dead. Now, fast forward to everyone's favorite, Aleister Crowley. And he had nothing but praise for this guy. He said that Gilda Ray was the male equivalent to Joan of Arc, and the only crime he committed was the pursuit of knowledge. Because that's where this always goes. It's always this, oh, it's just the astral light. It's just this, you know, trying to enlighten. But this is where it can go. Then, fast forward to 1992, and a Freemason Grandmaster of the Grand Lodge of France retried the Gilda Ray case from 1430s, from 500 years prior. Why? I don't know. Because they want to defend this line of thought. And guess what? They found him not guilty. And they claim, oh, he's just a victim of false charges, and the church was just persecuting this guy because, you know, the Inquisition was nothing but nonsense. And maybe there was. I mean, I'm not here to talk about the Inquisition. But the thing is that it says that many historians assert that Gilda Ray was in fact guilty. So why do you got people like Crowley and the Freemasons over here defending this guy? And who cares? He's dead and gone. 500 years ago, they were trying to clear his name up. And that's the same thing they're trying to do with the Baphomet on TikTok. They're trying to be like, oh, he was just picked on, and the Satanic Temple is just picked on. And, you know, it's this woke thing of, like, let's have sympathy for everybody and everything. And, like, whilst I am okay with, like, I don't care if people want to be witches or worship Satan, I don't care. But let's be honest about it, right? That's all I want is honesty. And I don't think these kids understand what they're messing with. Right? These hot goth chicks. These Spencer's Gift nerds playing typo negative. In the mall with their Ouija boards in the alley. They don't know what they're doing. They're actually emulating the Baphomet on a massive scale, drawing attention to this energy. And it's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped. So I'm just here to try to shed some light on this. And you can see this took me an hour to explain all that. And that's the problem with our culture. We're obsessed with 30-second sound bites. How do we have all the information in the world at our fingertips? We're dumber than ever. Because of ADD type stuff, like we gotta it's like we constantly have to be bombarded with quick images and crazy sound bites. We gotta go deeper, my friends. So thank you for joining me on this podcast. I got many other episodes for you to check out if you're new to the show. Hundreds of hours. Because I think this is important stuff. I think this is the big question about where we're headed as a civilization, as a society. So if you like the show, subscribe, leave a review. If you like the show, leave a review. There's not many people doing the thing that I do, so I appreciate any kind of feedback, reviews. I've been combing through the reviews. I said I wouldn't read them again, but I'm kind of combing through them. So I appreciate your time, and until next time, my friend, stay woke.